I met a kindred spirit on my walk in the woods this morning. I didn't actually lay eyes on anybody, but I did encounter someone's creation, a bright pink swing hanging from a branch in a clearing. I was off the beaten path, down the abandoned railroad right-of-way turned nature trail, off onto the old fire road, and then a short path into the woods. My first reactions were surprise, amazement, wonder, delight, and reflection. Surprise at seeing this shocking pink thing in the otherwise muted and natural background of a November woodland. Amazement at the actual feat of hanging this thing 20 feet up in a tree. Did somebody shimmy up that tree? Or did he or she have the requisite rope handling and knot tying knowledge to somehow fashion the loops from the ground, send them aloft, and secure them? After a momentary flash of a protective attitude, is someone allowed to hang a swing in a conservation area? I was delighted at the inventiveness the swing represented. I tried to imagine the thought process. Somebody walking by a spot repeatedly, and then suddenly having the inspiration to fashion a way to be there in a different way. I am always reflecting on the phenomenon of people interacting with nature. Often we are presented with the default nature walk, visiting an area and observing and identifying all the plants and animals we see. I led a handful of such walks this past year, and I think most participants enjoyed themselves. I know I did. I revel in discovering a new flower or bird. I delight in learning a new fact about the natural world, the interactions of organisms, details of life histories, and the like. But there is another way to simply be in nature. The person who fashioned this swing may have no idea that he or she is sailing over a ground cover of striped pipsqueak and wintergreen, barely clearing the low shrubby inkberry, almost touching the sassafras trees, and looking out over a small, isolated, vegetated wetland bordered with swamp azalea. But this person surely put that swing there for a reason, and that reason had to be grounded in an innate appreciation of the area, of that plant community, and perhaps some birds inhabiting it. This mode of being in nature is just as profound as any other, perhaps more so. To swing out into the canopy of a Cape Cod woodland, enjoying the sights and smells and general freedom, to swing free, to be in nature.